Question number one, have you been able to reproduce or recreate the same result at the same location? How many times has this particular site been tested? My answer, the result is truly an anomaly. I have tested the same site 3 times, but this only happened for a moment on one occasion. However, I have used the DT meter all over the desert between Vegas and Area 51, and it has always been easily and reliably calibrated and operated just as intended. In fact, the inventor of the device, Silicon Valley engineer Ronald Heath, has had 2 of them running on property in California for months, logging results 24/7, and he has never seen one anomaly. When he saw my reading, he said, wow, that's incredible. Number 2, based on your experience, what might explain this time anomaly? Here is my answer. There are a handful of possible explanations, and I will address each one. A, equipment failure. The DT meter has worked reliably in every other known case. So if this was a glitch in the technology, it is highly coincidental that it just so happened to occur at a hot spot that, as I later learned, is renowned for UFO sightings and video footage in the area. Most of the history of scientific research includes instrumentation. Yet we must remember that every instrument is conceived by humans, created by humans, calibrated by humans, used by humans, and interpreted by humans. Since humans are imperfect, no scientific results can be truly conclusive. But there is no direct evidence that the meter performed any differently that day at that spot than it has on any other occasion. B. An exotic technology nearby. For years, there have been rumors about gravity and space-time warping technologies being tested around Area 51, for example, Bob Lazar's claims. And last year, the Pentagon revealed the government has been attempting to back-engineer UFO debris in the Las Vegas area. That is the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program. And now President Trump is developing a space force. Perhaps there is some testing in the Vegas area that, when in progress, can create brief disturbances in the nearby space-time fabric if one is fortunate enough to catch it. Or, if this is indeed related to UFO tech, maybe a craft was zipping nearby at the time I took my measurement. C. A natural phenomenon. It should be no surprise that there are space-time anomalies on Earth. We know that time is a flexible thing, thanks to Einstein and his successors. And we know our planet is a dynamic ball of powerful energy. If you Google NASA gravity maps, you will see illustrations of how inconsistent the Earth's gravitational field is. It's weaker when color-coded blue and stronger when color-coded red. This means time must flow inconsistently around the planet. NASA projects like Gravity Probe B in 2004 documented the weirdness of our planet's space-time imprint with sophisticated equipment. So my finding is not truly that new in general, but new in terms of behavior at that particular site with this particular kind of instrument. My opinion, given all the variables, since the DT meter has worked reliably in every other case, and we know from mainstream science that space-time anomalies exist, I think this reading is most likely an accurate recording of one such anomaly, and the first of many we will discover on a civilian level in the coming years. Question number 3. Why haven't DT meters been more widely used among the scientific community? Are you aware of any studies based on the use of this instrument? My response, the DT meter was just invented this year and made available last month, June of 2018. I was the first person to have one aside from the creator. I received it last month and began immediate testing. Therefore, I was truly the first person to ever take one of these devices into the field for research. Number 4, might this time warp have any connection to nearby installations at Groom Lake? My response: I traveled hundreds of miles testing spots in the desert about every 20 to 30 miles between Las Vegas and past Rachel, Nevada, near Area 51. Surprisingly, the land around Groom Lake / Area 51 tested as completely normal. It was only this one site, about 20 miles north of Vegas in the desert, where I got the anomalous reading. The Groom Lake facility is so huge that one can conceivably tie any weird phenomenon in Nevada to conspiracies regarding their work. However, I cannot say that this particular result was directly related to Groom Lake. And his last question, number 5, what's next for the study of this time warp? And my response: the first step in the scientific method is to observe and gather data. This result is the earliest step. I will continue traveling around the region taking measurements and looking for possible patterns and correlations that might reveal a cause and effect. Essentially, as I plot these points, I will see if they eventually coincide with other reports of strange phenomena. This might be like chasing down rainbows, so it will probably take a long time to get enough data. But there are now others using the DT meter as well, so I'm excited to join forces and share results for efficiency. We don't know what we don't know, and civilians have never before had this kind of user-friendly device on hand to detect time anomalies. I have been criticized for discussing my findings so early on, but I have always been clear that this is the first step, and I would like those who are interested to be able to enjoy my journey of discovery along with me and hopefully participate. By the way, I do not sell the DT meters, nor do I have any financial interest in them whatsoever. It has never even been discussed. Those interested can contact Ronald Heath through his website, dtmeter.com, dtmeter.com. And then I go on to say, here's a link to the video presentation that I did. And for ongoing updates, please visit joshuapwarren.com.